A diverse but possibly Honolulu-typical group of musicians called the Supergroupers seemed the best folks to ask this question. What would you include in the song, This is Hawaii? By the way, this conversation was missing one MC who was not able to make it that day, Punahele, from the west side of Oahu. Maybe there's something just right about meeting in a house with a little front porch in Kaimuki to talk about what Hawaii is really like. Five of us around a table, Friday Paohana, thinking, this is Hawaii.
Hawaii's version of this is America, I guess, depends on that person's, I guess, relationship with America.
Scott Otoro is a beat maker, DJ, music producer, and member, like the rest of this crew, of Super Groupers.
It's funny, because I guess if I was going to go into more of my America, it would be really Japanese. So you're going through Japan to find out more about your American experience. Artists nowadays, I think that's what they're trying to tap into. Where did I come from? My individual space, my community, like, who am I within this idea of America?
Well, because she's really young now, which American culture is a baby.
MC, producer, Naveed Najafi was born in Iran. He came to the U.S. as a child. He's lived in Hawaii 17 years.
I came from a true dictatorship in Iran. When I first came to America, I remember the anxiety lifting. Like, I remember all that tension and heaviness kind of dissipating. But as I grew and I learned what America really is, that liberty and freedom that we enjoy here has always been at the expense of other people. Our global system that's based on growth and accelerated growth, that is obviously not sustainable. It's like this engine that's just running on 10. It's just revving hot. The screws are gonna bust, you know, springs are gonna... At some point, you gotta take your foot off the gas, but down the show.
I don't consider Hawaii a part of America.
Cedric Clinton's a hip-hop artist and entrepreneur, born and raised in Waikiki.
Personally, I feel like Hawaii is still like its own little world. So it's like, yeah, this idea of America sounds great, the land of opportunity, freedom, all this, but...
I wasn't really attached to my roots growing up. I wasn't really attached to anything. I enjoyed being separate from everything else because everything hurt.
Illicit is an MC and young father from Kalihi.
Long hours at a job, I'm a plumber. So I see life and society through that lens. What I do see is a lot of suffering with families. I have to go to people's homes and tell them, like, look, it's going to cost you 50 grand to fix it. There's nothing I can do about it. And I have people crying to me. Why are families suffering that way? So I would talk about that.
Our number one responsibility is just to be true to ourselves. You have the ability through your creativity to improve your situation and the situation of everyone around you. Hip hop's creation was rooted in this alchemical process of creating positivity out of negativity. The reason why I stay creative is because it's good for me. It's good for my brain, you know, it's good for my soul. And that's first and foremost what I think we should be most responsible to.
Voices and music of the Super Groupers with Noe Tanigawa for Hawaii Public Radio. We put as permanent, turn it into granite with that artisan skill. Learning is an occupation, never